Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Maggie Glio.
I'm Mindong. 88 days until March Madness begins.
Oh, you remember the day this time?
Yeah, I did. Took a while. Took about three episodes to figure it out, but
right. Good for you. Good for you. Yes, we are back. Another week of college basketball. Head into the weekend on a glorious before Christmas episode. We will probably be back on Christmas Day, maybe a midnight episode. We'll see how that one goes. But yes, we are back. Good to be back. And a lot of stuff has happened in the college basketball world the past however many days it's been, like three. There's been a lot of movement, and we expect that as always. And heading into a very big weekend, that's great for the college basketball world. Today's a lot of great games. The weekend, as you know, the glory of college basketball. So without further ado, let me just get into the recap of these past 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And you want to kick off Tuesday?
Yeah, I'll kick off Tuesday. We start off with number six, Marquette, going to the Amp and taking on Providence on the road. And obviously, it's a Big East home game, and Providence played like a top 25 team at home. They defeat Marquette 72-57. Number 20, James Madison. They smoked Copan State by 39, 87-48. I believe our point counts were close for that one. 23, Memphis taking on 22, Virginia. This was the game of Tuesday. Not really a game, though, as Memphis absolutely smokes Virginia 77-54. And 25, Ole Miss remains one of the three undefeated teams, defeating Troy by 21 at home, 74-53. What are your thoughts on Tuesday's slate of games for the top 25s?
Top 25 was good, but some of the other games were pretty good as well. I'll cover those in a minute. But yeah, Providence should be ranked now. I believe they have the game this weekend. We'll probably cover it, maybe. They're playing Butler, so we probably will not cover that. But if Providence wins that game, they'll probably be ranked, if I'm being honest with you. They got some votes this Monday in the poll, and with a huge win against number six Marquette, the Big East is just wide open, man. We saw a couple other games we'll mention for tomorrow, Wednesday slate, that were also resulting in upsets. So the Big East is, as we know it, a bloodbath, which I love. I think the Big East is fantastic. I'm very excited for the chaos in the Big East this year. This is a big one to kick off Big East play. So there's a couple other ones as well. You'd be surprised with the Big East, and we're already seeing it. Day one of Big East play. James Madison game, not too much to cover. They're still undefeated. That's something to note. Memphis looks legit, man. Two ranked wins against Clemson and Virginia. Memphis will definitely move up in the ranks, sitting at 9-2 now. David Jones and Javon Quinierly have been phenomenal for this Memphis team. Very impressed with what those two have been doing. It's like a dynamic duo. David Jones, I'm very impressed with him. He's been lethal from the floor. Shout out to David Jones. And Ole Miss, yeah, took care of business against Troy. Wasn't too concerned about that one. Shout out to Matthew Morrell, 10 steals in the win for Ole Miss. Very impressive stuff for him. A couple of notable games on Tuesday. Notre Dame is a team that needs to be mentioned. Notre Dame is sitting at 4-7 right now, and they lost by 20 points. 20 points, you're looking at that, you'd be like, all right, that's probably a ranked team they played, right? No, they lost to the Citadel. Shout out to the Citadel. 7-5 in the year, a little turnaround for the Citadel boys. But yeah, Notre Dame not looking good. Coach Micah Shrewsbury was talking in the press about if guys don't want to work hard and try hard, he will gladly let them transfer. So that's something to note. Not a good start for Micah Shrewsbury year one at Notre Dame. We'll keep that noted as we move through the season. A couple other games I want to mention. Indiana, a very sneaky win. They lose to Kansas by like 3 points. They only beat Morehead State by one at home. Very close game. Anthony Walker, pretty good in the game there. Is that the man I think it is?
It is the man you think it is. It is the guy that you donned his jersey for the last 3 years.
It fell again, man. It fell. Yeah, but yeah, I got to fix that. I always fix it. It always falls. Whatever. But yeah, Morehead State, pretty legit. It's obviously a loss, but hey, that's a good loss on their looks. Jordan Lathon, 30 points in the loss. Very good stuff. And arguably the game of the day that was not ranked was a phenomenal game in the Jordan Invitational Classic, or Jumpman Invitational, sorry. And it was Florida and Michigan went into double OT, 106-101. Florida wins it. Tyree Samuel, the Seton Hall transfer, looked really good. 21 points, 11 rebounds, 3 blocks. Walter Clayton Jr., the transfer from Iona, had a very nice dagger to send this one over for Florida. But Doug McDaniel, 33 points in the loss for Michigan. Michigan now 500, 6-6 on the year. But yeah, I think that is all I saw from Tuesday. St. Mary's with the big win. Shout out to St. Mary's. UCLA also lost to Cal State Northridge, which was a very surprising loss. Shout out to Cal State Northridge. Now 8-3 on the year. Another contender potentially for the Big West. So Big West looking pretty good this year. I know they haven't played conference games yet, but the non-conference of the Big West has been looking pretty stellar so far. So shout out to the Big West. Any more thoughts for you from Tuesday?
No, you said it best, but I do have a quiz question for you.
All right, here we go. What's up?
Obviously, you donning that Wisconsin jersey once again. Who is wearing number one for Wisconsin right now?
Probably some freshman. I don't know.
You want to lock that answer in?
No, it's probably a transfer. Or did he change his number? Ooh. Or Chucky Hepburn. I think he changed his number.
You locking that in?
Yep.
Unfortunately, you're wrong. No one is wearing number one for Wisconsin.
Oh, well, that's a trick question. That's not fair.
Oh, actually, well. Matt Giglio's rocking number one
for Wisconsin. Go back.
Yeah. Johnny Davis was the last one.
Yeah.
He donned that.
Man, sad. Anyways, let's
and
go.
Another question. One more question.
Oh, okay. What else?
Where does Jordan Davis play right now?
Ooh. See, I think he probably went down to the mid-majors. Do I think he stayed in Wisconsin? Where can you give me where he's from?
Let me see real quick. Jordan, I didn't see him on the roster, so that's why.
I think he left.
He did leave in the
conference. My initial thought. Well, give me the conference. Yeah.
You want the conference, obviously.
Is it Horizon? Is it the Horizon League?
It is the Missouri Valley Conference.
Ooh. Let's go with Evansville.
That is unfortunately wrong.
What was it?
He plays for Illinois State.
Ah, okay. In so England. I was kind of right, I guess.
Got a big game a week from now. They're playing Kentucky a week from now. That is their next game. So
interesting. There you go. All right. Well, quiz question's over.
Yep. I'll move on to Wednesday now. We got number 4, Arizona, in the Hall of Fame series in Phoenix. They defeat Bama, obviously, 87-74. And Bama's played a tough schedule so far. So their current record is definitely justified. I mean, they're still top 10 in net, which is absolutely crazy to me with their record. But the metrics seem to love them. I like them heading into the SEC. And I think this non-conference schedule would benefit them in SEC play for sure. Seton Hall at home, they host number 5 UConn, and they absolutely smacked them, 75-60. Shaheen Holloway gets his signature win at Seton Hall, and they defeat UConn, who is now defeated. Correct?
Who is
UConn? That was their first loss of the year.
Second.
I knew that.
Who was their first loss?
Who was their first loss? Oh man!
Come on, it's a gimme.
It's got to be Purdue, right? No. It's Arizona.
No.
Am I tripping?
Yes.
Easy?
What?
Is this supposed to be easy?
Yes, it's so easy.
Duke?
No.
Yeah.
They're on the road. They're on the road at this game.
It's a high major team. I know that.
Oh, my goodness. This is not good for you.
I don't know.
Come on. I'm not going to give you the answer.
Well, give me the conference at least.
The Big 12.
It's Kansas. Oh, my God.
There you go. Took you like 3 tries. Jeez.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I know it is.
All right, but we move on. Dumpman Invitational. Number 7, Oklahoma. Number 11, UNC. And UNC wins this one pretty convincingly, 69-81. Armando Bacot did not have the numbers that I expected to have, but he did make an impact. It was RJ Davis who was the stud for UNC today. Or Wednesday, sorry. 21 Duke hosts Baylor, number 10 Baylor, and they defeat them 78-70. Good game all around. Probably the game of the day was number 12 Creighton hosting Villanova. And obviously Villanova, not facing a Big Five school, defeats Creighton, unfortunately, in overtime.
Reggie Miller.
Yep. I do not want to talk about it. And Gonzaga convincingly defeats Jackson State 100-76. What are your thoughts on Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday was an action-packed day for sure. Arizona getting back on the horse, taking down Bama. Yeah, it's surprising Bama's still in the net 10. It is very surprising indeed. They did just get a really good recruit. Tarion Reed, I believe his name is, the number 9 recruit in the class of 2024, I want to say. He actually plays a prolific prep with A.J. DiMenzia and Tyron Stokes. So that team is loaded, as you know. He looks pretty good. If you've ever seen that clip on Slam on social media, there was a rebound, went up high in the air. Reed comes under the basket, comes up and throws that thing down. One of the best things I've seen in a while. Shout out to him going to Bama. But in the now, Bama needs to wake up. But for the future, it should be okay. But shout out to Zona, regardless, for winning that game. Seton Hall, man, that was a very, very good win. And that was a much-needed win to get their season back on track. I know you're saying, why? It's so early. Anything can happen. I agree. But taking down UConn, game one of the Big East play, is huge. I think if Seton Hall can ride that wave, you can see this team definitely going back to March, because give it about a week or so ago, I'd say they were on the cusp of the bubble for sure. But now they're probably moving back towards making the field. But obviously, there's still a lot of time left, so anything can change. But yeah, we see Marquette and UConn, two of the favorites to win the Big East, both following week, day one, like I said, of their Big East plays, respectively. So once again, the Big East is loaded. We also see that with UConn, excuse me, Villanova taking down Creighton, same situation. So yeah. Shout out to Eric Dixon, 32-6 in the win for Nova. Creighton's got to wake up, man. They got to wake up.
That's no, their third loss. I ain't worried.
Will Creighton be ranked come Monday? I don't know.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, they will.
I'm not too sure about that.
No, they will. We'll see, you know. They will
we'll
be ranked.
See. We'll see. UNC, good win. Kind of expected Oklahoma. Sure, they passed the eye test, but I still think UNC is the better team. So not much there, but I do believe Oklahoma is in for a rough Big 12 play, well, like you said last episode. We will see how that pans out. And Duke, a very good bounce-back win. Great game that was against Baylor at Madison Square Garden. Shout-out to Jeremy Kame, 21 points in the win for Duke. Gonzaga, self-explanatory. Shout-out Graham Ike, my boy. I miss you at Wyoming. Any other notable games on Wednesday? Not really. Oh, Radford. Radford's a wagon, man. Radford beats West Virginia on the road. Shout out to Radford, man. 10-4 in the year. This team's a mid-major team to keep your eyes on. West Virginia now 4-7 on the year. Raekwon Battle was back, and he had a fantastic game, but wasn't enough to take down Radford. So shout out to Radford. Any other games here? Not really. New Mexico in the pit is lethal. They're now 11-1. Probably one of the best mid-major teams in the nation, for sure. And I believe that is all I got for Wednesday.
Yep, and we move now to Thursday. We got number 8, or we'll go with number 1. Tennessee's obviously pinned.
Change that, please.
No.
Yes.
Go Vols, man.
Is BC still favorited?
Huh?
Do you still have BC up there, too?
I do. I have BC, Tennessee, and Bryan. I don't know why I have BC. I think it's just funny looking at BC lose every game, just waking up.
Hey, they're not bad.
They're 9-3. They're doing pretty good. But we'll go to Thursday. Number 1, Purdue absolutely destroys Jacksonville. 100-57 in an absolutely dominant win. And speaking of dominant, Houston defeats Texas State by 35. 72-37. Number 8, Tennessee defeats Tarleton State 65-46. And Louisville, man, the Kenny Payne era. slowly coming to an end. The athletic director did go out today and say Kenny Payne's job still remains safe for now, which is absolutely crazy to me. But, man, they lose their rivalry matchup to number 9 Kentucky by 19. The final score, 95-76. Obviously, three of the four, all of these games are probably self-explanatory. But if you have anything to say, say it.
Yeah, not really. Tarleton, I thought Tarleton State would keep this game a lot closer, but that was not the case. But yeah, you see three very good defensive games. Purdue holding a team to 60, Houston holding a team to under 40, which is very impressive, and then Tennessee under 50, which is also impressive. And yeah, I mean, shout out to Antonio Reeves for Kentucky, 30 points in the win. But yeah, like you said, self-explanatory for those games. Looking at any of the notables to mention, Nevada, huge win over Temple, 80-56 in the Hawaiian Airlines Classic game. Very good game. That, well, you know, that Classic's pretty cool. But shout out to Nick Davidson of Nevada, a new figure, taking over Mr. Will Baker's shoes, 19-16 in the win for Nevada. TCU put on a clinic as well in the Diamond Head Classic, 111-86. BC also won, not notable of mentioning, but shout out to BC. And a big upset here, I want to mention Rhode Island, the A-10, man. It's good and it's bad. I mean, it's just so hard to predict what's going on in the A-10. Rhode Island falls to New Hampshire by 10. You watching James Madison already? We haven't covered that, man. Come on, man. But yeah, New Hampshire wins by 10, which is very impressive. Shout out to New Hampshire now, 8-4. Watch out, Bryant. New Hampshire is looking pretty good. But yeah, I think that's all I got for Thursday. Oh, St. Joe's also lost. Shout out to Charleston. Big win. 31 points for Renee Smith out of Charleston. That's actually a school record. 9 3-pointers.
Yep.
Yep. Very impressive stuff. But yeah, that's all I get.
Yep. That is all we got. And now we move on to the weekend. Obviously, we love the weekend. There is one ranked game. With 20 seconds left as we speak, it'll probably be uploaded when the game ends. But James Madison is currently playing Morgan State, and they're up 14, 89-75. That should be final real soon. I want to shout out Bryant, though. Big win over Drexel, my guy. Earl Timberlake with the triple-double just before Christmas. And
was that today? Yesterday.
It's right now. It just ended about 2 hours ago.
Where? I don't see it on here.
You talk today's slate?
Yeah, there's no games final. Unless at the bottom. Yeah, oh, they're all at the bottom. Sorry. I see them.
Come on, man.
Sorry.
So Earl Timberlake, our top performer for this week so far. And we moved to 3 o'clock, or right now as we speak. It's 3 o'clock on the dot. Yeah. But number 19, Texas, taking on Texas A&M, Corpus Christi. Spread is 23.5. We'll do a point count.
Yeah, I know Steve Lutz. Shout out to Lutz. Great win the other day against Cal Baptist. Western Kentucky putting on a good show. I still need my shirt. I just reminded you.
Hey, want to see it?
Yeah, I do. I've been waiting for the shirt since the summer. And I know I've been at school, sure, but I want my merch, man. Let's see that puppy. I haven't seen his shirts yet.
There's two.
Yeah, I know. One for me and you. Oh, there we go. That's fancy.
Little Nike action, huh?
That's a Lutz, man. Are there two different shirts?
Yeah, two different shirts.
Oh, what's the other one?
Other one is the local bar that bar that Western Kentucky students go to. Obviously, we got the West Kentucky basketball. And we got a spot, the late night spot that West Kentucky guys go to. Mr. B's.
Wings. Shout out Mr. B's, man. That's
cool. We got to make the trip down, man. Try that.
might as well. If it's getting hyped up that much, he must know something. We got to try it out. Anyways, back to what we were saying. I got Texas by 30.
Yeah, I got Texas by 24.
Sneaky. Let's go to 5 o'clock. Diamond Egg Classic. This might be the final. I'm not too sure, but it's a fantastic game.
Semi-final. Semi-final.
Huh? Oh, okay. It is Nevada, 10-1, taking on TCU, 9-1. Should be a fantastic game. Who do you got?
I'm gonna go with Nevada.
Wow. I guess they're TCU boys, huh?
Yep. I'm a big fan of the Mountain West this year. I think the
Oh,
Mountain
I
West is setting themselves up for success this year. And hopefully in the tournament. I mean, there's two conferences that always underperform come tournament time. It would be the Mountain West and it would be the Big Ten. I think the Mountain West is setting themselves up for success come March. I really do.
Great. Breaking news. They're going to Mountain West, right?
Who?
Arizona, Oregon State, and
We do got breaking news. Oregon State and Washington State. They'll be joining the West Coast Conference.
Oh, sorry. That's good. I mixed them up
They'll be
last
joining the
time.
West Coast Conference in 2024 and 2025 before trying to figure out what to do next after that. But what are your thoughts on those two teams going to the West Coast Conference for basketball? Obviously, for football, they're playing in the Mountain West, but for basketball,
That's what it was.
West Coast Conference.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's why I mixed them up. But yeah, I like it. I mean, bringing in two pretty good teams. Washington State, arguably the better team than Oregon State, but still juices back up the West Coast Conference after BYU leaves and a couple other teams leaving. So yeah, I like it a lot. No complaints here for me. Shout out West Coast Conference getting better. Good for the conference schedule and strength, in terms of Gonzaga always being overseeded. I like that for that sense. Sure, you could have got a couple better teams in there, but hey, some good teams is some good teams. So I'll take it. Shout out to the West Coast Conference. Great move for both teams.
Yeah, for sure. An instant quad one opportunity for all teams with Washington State joining the fold. Obviously, Washington State never a tournament team, but always an NIT team.
Yep.
Regardless, that is a quad one opportunity for other programs like St. Mary's, Gonzaga, Santa Clara, San Fran, Loyola Marymount, teams that are always NIT teams slash tournament teams every year as well. And Oregon State, I don't know if Tinkle's seat could be heating up real soon.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's besides the point.
I didn't make my pick yet either. Yeah, tough game really. I think it's a coin flip. I'll ride with Nevada for the mid-major love. So yeah, give me Nevada.
Just like that. I really got a 10-minute warning for this episode because,
Really?
yeah, I mean,
Wow.
I waited for you for a long time and then
All
you.
right, I waited for you too.
So, it checks out. But next up, 6 o'clock, need a point guard here. Your school, number 18, Clemson, hosts Queens University. Who you got?
Queens was sneaky good last year as a first-time D1 school. I still have Clemson by 22.
Yeah, good number. I like it.
Thank you. Number six, Marquette, trying to bounce back. They take on Georgetown and Ed Cooley and company. Point count, maybe. Who do you got?
I don't know if I want to do a point count, but I do got Marquette.
Yeah, I agree. I also do a Marquette. I don't think a point count's necessary, but who knows?
This one needs a point count, though. Number 10 Baylor hosting Mississippi Valley State.
0-11. I got Baylor by 44.
Gonna go Baylor by 36.
Interesting. Let's go down to number two, Kansas hosting Yale. Shout out to Yale. Can they pull off an upset? Maybe.
Yeah, it was a sneaky good team in the Ivy League, but not against Kansas.
Especially now in Fieldhouse, I agree. I got Kansas.
And all of a sudden, one of the hottest teams in the nation is traveling to Madison, Wisconsin.
What?
Number 24, Wisconsin hosts Chicago State,
Oh yeah, they are hot. Wow.
who has racked up four straight wins all of a sudden.
Wow.
The first time winning four straight in a long time. Who do
Yeah.
you have in this one?
Yeah, man, very impressed with Chicago State. I can't lie. I mean, I remember what 2 years ago we were talking about this team, laughing stock team. I love these comeback stories, man. I really do. But unfortunately, if this game was home, I might change my opinion. But you know who I'm rocking with. Wearing the shirt today for a reason. Shout out to the Badgers boys. I got them.
Yeah, part of me
But
wants to.
don't you dare think about it.
Part of me wants to pick them, but
I know, I know.
I'm not going to
Yeah,
because
I hope
they can't
not.
be that hot for too long.
I agree. But shout out to them anyways. Let's see what else we got. I'd like to cover this game because of the implications of Tuesday. Notre Dame has another home game. This time they're taking on Marist, who is 7-2. Do you think Notre Dame falls to two not great teams? What are your thoughts?
Marist is a surprise so far in the
I agree.
MAAC. They're 7-2, which I did not expect from them.
Neither.
So, as is Siena, who is playing super poorly right now, and based on metrics, one of the worst teams in college basketball, those are two surprises in that conference. But I do not see Notre Dame falling to Marist.
I see Notre Dame winning, but I see them winning by 3 points.
That is fair. And next up, we got 13 Illinois hosting Missouri in their rivalry matchup. Who you got here?
Yeah, Missouri is not the same, man. I hate to say it. If this is a neutral site, though, in St. Louis, so you never know, but Missouri is not the same as they were. I got Illinois.
Yeah, I can't stress it enough. I think every team besides Kentucky and Tennessee right now are fraudulent. I'm going Illinois.
Agreed. 17 BYU hosting Bellarmine. Point count.
BYU by 18.
BYU by 23.
And we'll go to number 16, Colorado State, going to LA and taking on Loyola Marymount. Is this a trap game?
Yes, but I still think they win. Give me the Rams.
Yep, give me the Rams as well.
All right, we'll go to Saturday. As you know, Saturday is loaded. Do we even mention the Big East game? I think we should. I think we should. I'm going to mention it. 12 o'clock noon. They talked about Providence. I said that we weren't going to talk about the game, but hey, here we are talking about the game because Butler is 10-2. They're also 1-0 in Big East play. So two identical records for these two Big East teams. Who goes 2-0 in Big East play?
The home team, Providence.
I agree. Providence at home is a wagon. I got Providence going ranked.
Yeah, we might as well go over this one as well. We got Rutgers hosting Mississippi State in a defensive-minded battle here. Who you got?
Yeah, both these teams skidding, hot, skidding. I'm not too sure how to evaluate either of these two teams. I guess I'll go with the home team and take Rutgers.
I'm gonna go Mississippi State here. I think both these teams will be on the bubble come March, and I feel like they both will sneak in somehow in some way.
I definitely agree. 25 Ole Miss taking on Southern Miss with an Andre Corbello back at Southern Miss. You think Ole Miss goes to 12-0?
I don't. I think Southern Miss pulls an upset here.
You said this too last. When did you say this? Didn't you say this game was the upset for you?
No.
Well, who'd you say it was?
I said Ole Miss's first loss is going to be December 31st to none other than the Bryant Bulldogs.
That's right. Of course, you would
But
pick
you
that.
know what? I'm going to change my answer. They're going to lose tomorrow.
All right. I don't think so. I have Ole Miss, but that could be a sneaky close game. I do agree with that statement.
And we will go to the Desert Holiday Classic, number 14, FAU taking on number 4, Arizona. Who you got in that one?
Yeah, it's a great game. Excited for that one. Definitely be watching that thing. But anyways, me the upset. I'm taking FAU.
Nope, give me Arizona.
It's gonna be a good game. Regardless, we go to 4-23. Memphis definitely on the rise, a hot team as for sure. Taking on Vanderbilt, 4-7. Haven't heard too much of them. Your thoughts?
Vanderbilt just coming off a loss to Western Carolina. Memphis is killing them.
Yeah, I agree. I got Memphis big.
And last game of the day, number 5 UConn hosts.
That's it for Saturday? Oh, man.
Yeah, number
All
five
right, I didn't
UConn
know.
hosts St. John's. Who do you have in that one? Hey,
Yeah,
maybe.
the Johnnies, man. Big win against Xavier the other day. They're both, or St. John's is still 1-0. UConn 0-1. But I'm going to take UConn. I think it could be a sneaky close game, but give me UConn winning this game.
Yep, give me UConn as well. And unfortunately, There are no games on Sunday besides the four Diamond Head Classic games. And
What's the other semifinal? Do we know?
Yep. TCU,
Yeah,
Nevada,
we covered that one. What's the other one?
Georgia Tech, Hawaii.
All right, let's cover that one and then do our final.
I'm gonna go Georgia Tech here. I know Hawaii's the home team, they're the home favorite, but gotta go with Georgia Tech here. They look good against UMass.
And Nevada, Georgia Tech, who you got for the final?
I'm gonna go Nevada winning the Diamond Head Classic.
Yeah, I like that. But I do like Hawaii taking down Georgia Tech. And I still Nevada winning still. So that'll be great to watch on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense. Saturday is so slim because obviously Christmas is Monday. So that does make sense. So yeah, I guess no episode until Wednesday, it appears. So and even Wednesday only has two games too. Wednesday, you want to just cover Wednesday right now?
Now we'll cover Wednesday when the time comes.
Oh, true. We still got to cover the recap. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm getting ahead of myself. I apologize. So, yeah, that is all we got for today's episode. We will be back on Wednesday. But until then, Christmas holidays are upon us. And for everyone celebrating the holiday, happy holidays from the Road to Madness podcast. I hope everyone's staying safe with their families and loved ones. And should be a great weekend. Please stay safe as always. But yeah, any thoughts from you?
Yeah, I wish you the best of luck in your fantasy semifinals with
Big
the
game.
boys back home. Obviously, you had a phenomenal start yesterday.
Very good start. Very pleased.
We're all rooting for you. Everyone is rooting for you except the guy facing you.
That's true. I mean, if it ain't me, then who? But yes. Once again, happy holidays, everybody. We'll be back on Wednesday. But that is all we got for today's episode. For those of you that do not know, at the RTM underscore podcast, social medias, streaming on all platforms. Check it out. Don't worry. It's there. But yes, that is all we got for today's episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Happy holidays.